Father, we thank you. Once again, receive all your praise. Holy Spirit, minister to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Take your seat in the heaven places. The Lord be with you for coming.
The Lord bless you.
Now, today we are looking at the blessing that the gospel has to be preached. And one of the critical scripture we need to look at is why Jesus stated that the gospel must preach to the poor. So why should Jesus make that profound statement? Or in the scriptures he read, why that statement? Now, let's look at Luke chapter number 4, verses number 18. Verses number 18.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Because
he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
Now, what shall me say? Minka sempanichere hiafo na minsa wana umakuma ede ebuni yare.
To preach deliverance to the captives.
Odi ojie bema wana umuwa nunumufem.
And the recovering of sight to the blind.
Memo wana wanefrianso umbenya ayaresa.
To set at liberty them that are bruised.
Wana nso oede owo ahauma nasa.
Mpunchire munu.
Mpunchire munu.
Obechewom.
Obechewom. Now, anopayi. This is what we are looking at. This is the gospel Jesus preached, or a scroll given to him. He made mention of this profound statement.
So we are
looking at this. Why Jesus said that the gospel must preach to the poor.
It is
very important that we need to look at the words of Jesus Christ.
Christo, Jesus
said that the gospel has to be preached to the poor. Who are those poor people Jesus referring to? Did Jesus mean that the gospel must preach to the physical poor? Is that what Jesus mean or meant? The most important thing we need to look at, the gospel must be preached. Pronouncement or saying the words that Jesus has given to us as our guarantee. Every believer or every soul need to hear the gospel. Now when we look at Luke chapter number 6, verses number 20, he made mention of the reference he made in Luke chapter number 4. He gave the meaning to verses number 20. Then he lift up his eyes towards his disciples and said, blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God.
So
Jesus is preaching to a congregation. He lifted up his head to his disciples and he made this pronouncement that blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God.
Christo kasatre na safo ebreni mu na opeje nani chire esuafo ne se wonse. Ishane mu ahiafo sansemu na ahenie ne yemudia.
So with this, Jesus is trying to let us understand that he's not talking about physical poor or people who are in poverty alone.
Ntisia o se ahiafo ne se oye ahiafo so oye ahiafo ne chee nse. Enye hunam fem ahiafo nkoa sem na Christo opa chire.
But everybody who lack the word of God. What you don't understand, what you don't have, you are poor to. Now, physical poverty tells us that you don't have, so you can't do certain things. You are limited.
Ti honam fem ehia che yen se unni sikenti no edan untimi sibi asase untimi to bi ene na honam fem ehia ase che etie.
Now, the same thing about spiritual poverty or poor, being poor in the spiritual realm, meaning there are things that you lack. If you are not having the avenue of hearing the good news, the gospel, you are poor.
Sakrona neti wo honhom fem. Se won ti Kristo asempa na wo menya mu ntiasie a, yoni me poor no ma untumi nye honhom fem kwan ti wodi hia.
So Jesus was not talking about physical poverty alone.
Ntimi sini pise na Kristo enye honam fem ehiafo nkwa na oka, nemum na oka honhom fem ehiafo so kan.
But he was talking about the people who are thirsty and hunger for the gospel.
Na or patre nimpa nyame asem ho sukom ene ekom papa bi ede won.
So at the same time Jesus was talking about this, those who are not able to have access to the gospel.
Na or kasafa nimpa asempa no onya mu chefa emeshim.
They don't have access.
Omunya mu kwan.
They can't.
Omuntumi.
Why?
Adintia.
In those days when Jesus came, they look at the way the Pharisees, they are churches. They serve in the synagogue. And before you can hear the gospel being preached, unless you enter. But now Jesus was walking, going up and down village to village, preaching the gospel. So meaning that there are people who lack to hear the good news.
Ebreni munu na upe asem na ajisoko eshiya demu kutie asofo mpanyifo. Nesu Kristo ba yeno, wade asempani pie edi, emontin so, emantria so nina na ojinchin eka asempano.
So it is in our responsibility to preach the gospel to every creature.
Sanetidia, eyinyina sedia se yebeka asempa na kira bodie nyina.
And how should we do this?
Na kwan beni nam so beka asempa.
So we need to promote the gospel.
Eno ne se yeboa eso asempa na sene emana ko echirichiri.
To for the gospel to be preached everywhere,
say yebeka asempa no men nyina.
We need to push it.
It just say yede yesika eboa.
Now today as we are here right now, we are hearing the gospel. We are blessed to hear these informations at all times. Now, there are people who lack to hear these words. No, they are not. This is something as you say as a believers.
Amen.
Now, once I would tell Yamiasam, Obetia, see Wunusenia, Ube Makwai, Manyamiasam, the way Yajuma, wherever you go, the gospel has to be in you to preach to everybody.
Baby Biara, when now it just so man, just so Montes, which just as impanetina, now catch it afro.
Now, Luke chapter 7, verses 22. Luke 7:22. Read.
Luke 7:22. Then Jesus answering said unto them, go your way and tell John what things ye have seen and heard. How that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached.
Now, Jesus, when John the Baptist's disciple came to him, mm-hmm. when John was in prison, and he gave them that information to send to John. Now, John, hey, the gospel is being preached, and some of the things that you need to know in the gospel, when the gospel is being preached, healing is part. Mm-hmm. He said the deaf are hearing, the blinds are seeing, the lame are walking, and the gospel is preached
to the poor.
To the poor.
Ti asempana ye kanemum fasodie ni binie ani frafo ani ete asotifo aso si emumum e kasa na ahiafo nso no ye kan sempana kire ho.
Now, any time you hear the gospel,
abibiara obete asempana,
something has to happen for your life.
It just be baby esi wo wabrabom.
You need to see the gospel being preached at the same time seeing result in the gospel.
If you say who say ye can sempanda wasu etie bi nemum if you say unye mum fasu die twitwidi die e wa brabo.
Every believer need the gospel. We are not talking about only being in the church, but having a proof when we hear God's way.
Ye can ensembe say ya enye no an say wo dwari aba sori o nemum obai wo free hakwe na we dey dance e kofie.
Something has to happen for your life.
If you are saying it should be a dead.
Those who are hearing the gospel from Jesus when he was preaching, he made mention that the blind are seeing, the lame are walking. So evidence of proof of the gospel.
And if you tie Christ to anything, a moment tinning any ekasaye, and tiens ye tin in same pa, it was a dance BC mine.
Now you need to believe it.
It was a GD.
And as much as you have confidence in God.
Now when you want to swallow a radimwa,
I'm telling you.
Messi will say,
you see, there are days which many people give testimonies, but there are particular days. You yourself will also share your testimonies. Anytime you hear the gospel, something has to happen for your life. I prophesy over your life that as much as you dedicate yourself to be in the house of God, to listen to the words of God,
where
His word be a blessing into your life. If you believe it, shout a big amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you want to clap, clap for Jesus. Now let's look at some of the reasons why the gospel has to preach. About five of them. Now where the gospel is being preached, there is a blessing in that.
Edikan. Baby Biara, ye jina ye can send pan and empo ye can be here with TV sono, and Shrebi Womua, a pie a fred.
There is a blessing.
And Shrebi a bawa brabo.
There are many ways we hear informations.
Ye wakoya would do soa, ye did tea and sem.
But let me tell you,
and so my can
every time the gospel is preached,
Abi Biara, what thing you mean, sem said with you with TV soon.
It saved people from their sin, number one.
A tinimpa, every ponimu edigan.
It saved people from their depression, number two. It saved people from what? Their
anxiety.
It saved people from where the bondage they found themselves in. The gospel is there to heal and deliver. So if you are listening to me right now, as the gospel is being preached, hearing this gospel everywhere you are, whatever that has been a burden, whatever that has been anxiety, whatever that has been a depression to your life, mental illness, right now, as the gospel is preaching, receive your healing now. Receive your breakthrough now. Can I get believers? Amen. Everywhere you are, you are not limited from the anointing. Where the gospel is preached is where the anointing is. I speak over your life. Any intimidation, any frustration, hey, may the spirit of Christ enter into your life now. May you receive your healing. Receive your breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord turn your countenance around. Hey, Atakata Sosa. Everywhere you are, you are not far from the anointing. Receive the breakthrough. Receive a breakthrough now. If you are sick, rise up and walk.
Your hospital,
in the name of Jesus. Shut fire. The gospel has to be preached. And when you hear the gospel, deliverance comes. Some of us, we are privileged to be in the house of God at all times. So all the time, what you hear is delivering you from bondage. Psalm 146:7.
Psalm 146:7. Which executed judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry, the Lord looseth the prisoners.
Now, the Lord who gives food to the hungry, he executes justice for the oppressed. The Lord executes judgment from the oppressed. The Lord feed the hungry. Then the Lord give freedom to the prisoner. Now, this message is not only to people who are in Sawam prison. No, it can happen to deliverance can come to anybody. But there are people who live, but physically they are in prison. They are in bondage. So they need to be free. But liberty will come to those that are in Christ. That is how the gospel needs to be preached. Without that, many people will not be saved. Freedom will not come to some people. Today, as we are here now, there are people also hearing us, so that they will also benefit from what we are sharing here. We shouldn't be selfish. We need to avail ourselves for God to use us to spread the gospel. Can I hear believers amen? Now, reason number one, without the gospel being preached, people will lack the blessing which God, which accompanies our life. The true blessing are only store for people who are hearing the gospel. Because freedom comes only when you hear the gospel. If you are not a believer, a Christian, you can enjoy your total life. But there is a benefit in the gospel which you will not benefit. No. You can benefit from the truth that we are enjoying, the total liberty. You can't enjoy that. Money is not the satisfaction of men. You can have access to do with money, with everything, but your soul, the money cannot buy. If you are not free in your body, with your soul, if you are troubled, you can have millions, but you still not enjoy life. Once upon a time, Michael Jackson said that, I have sold my soul to the devil. I was watching a documentary of Michael Jackson, and you can see a vast area he bought. He bought it, built it for his comfort. He has money, but the soul is not having the freedom at which I am preaching to. Now, when you study the documentary, you can see so many things he Now, what am I saying? Our soul is very important. Where we are living now, it is a temporal. We are at a transit. That place you are is not your permanent place. You are crossing over. The same thing applies to us. We need to preach the gospel for people to repent. The kingdom of God is there for we believers. But if you are not saved, you are not entitled to such a kingdom. Remember, Jesus taught us a prayer. He said, when we pray, we should pray like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy your name, thy kingdom come. There is a kingdom. There is a kingdom. And that kingdom is what we are living in now. I am not talking about Ghana. I am talking about the kingdom of heaven, which we are living in now. How would you live in such a kingdom? Unless the gospel is being preached. You need to hear the good news. Message that will give you repentance memory at any time in life. People will bow to church and listen to concert parties. The right food that you need to eat is not there. But today, I prophesy over your life that before you step out, the grace of God, the anointing of Jesus Christ, be upon your life in the name of Jesus. In fact, this week, the Lord will surprise you. Why? Because when you leave the kingdom, there are celestial beings assisting us. The leaders at everywhere we go, whatever you are doing, remember that there is a God who has given us the privilege to enjoy the kingdom principles. If you are not in a kingdom, come to Jesus. Receive him as your personal savior. Your total life will be transformed. I'm telling you, the only, we don't use religion, but I will use it as my preaching now. The only really a religion that you come in which can give you freedom is the gospel.
Are you in the
church?
But oh,
telling you, so many types of services or deities people are worshiping. But when you look at all these ones, I will tell you, Christianity is different, because when they come in, they testify. They give testimony, proving to us that whilst I was dead and as I have come, I have seen the light. I pray that you are in the right place, which your soul will receive the right substance. Can I hear believers? Amen. Reason number two. The hope of the gospel is to preach to people who are far from the truth. Those who are far from the truth. When you travel, you will see that there are people who don't know anything about the gospel. Not only even when you travel, even in Accra here, there are people who are far from the truth.
As we are preaching
now, somebody is listening to us. Last week, a young man listened to us and he said, I have been in the house for 4 months, but I have heard you preach on the television. If I have access of the church in our place, I will be very happy. The young man said he is in the house. For many things have happened to him, he is not going to church. And today, he found the channel and he paid attention to listen. Now, one time a person has heard the gospel, has given him or her repentance. Are you in the church? You may not know. You may not know who is listening to us now. We don't know. But the gospel is being preached. And this must be the desire of every believer. We push the gospel. We shouldn't be limited. About money. People died and leave money in their account. And those that do not struggle for will come and eat it.
Bank managers
and sorry, it is your blessing.
Amen.
I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
And your bonus said, yeah. But we have to look at the critical way that someone is being saved. Today,
any day,
people are into ministry because of money. I am not condemning it.
No.
Whatever that you do, God reward. But let me tell you, the motive, the agenda of everybody who hold the microphone, only God knows.
So for they are sorry, microphone.
To me,
me
as I'm preaching, I have desire for people to change. People to repent. The gospel should reach to many people. And we will not limit ourselves. May the Spirit of God rest over your life. And give you substance to push the gospel. Can I hear believers amen? Put your hands together for the Lord. Without the gospel being preached, it will be difficult for people to become born again. They will not. They can't become born again. People can be only saved when they hear the gospel. Reason number 4. It is preaching of the gospel that brings the anointing. Wherever the anointing comes, it breaks the chains and the barriers of the devil from our life. And Jesus Christ is the anointed one. So whenever we preach the gospel, then the anointing backs what we are saying. That brings the deliverance. Reason number 5. There is a great blessing when we promote the gospel to be preached.
Say ye bwama asempa ne kofo fronten a ye wonhira twitwi di a eba ye nso.
There is a blessing.
Ye wonhira wo ho.
Comes over anybody who sacrifices to preach the gospel.
Obi biara obwama asempa na kofo fronten e wade wonhira wo dem ma.
I'm preaching this gospel today.
Any day na menya akwenya me ka sempa.
But tomorrow maybe I will not have that privilege.
And say bia ochina sa akwenya na abo me.
The same thing you are here today.
Sa na wo so wo ha anopa.
Tomorrow nobody knows. So whatever we have today, let us use it. Push the kingdom. Push the gospel. Glory of Heaven Ministry International. This church is a church which God also has given us the mandate to win the souls. How can we do this? Unless our heart is pushing the gospel. When you do this, there is a blessing that God has prepared for everyone that have desire for people to change. Jesus said, we should leave the 99 looking for the one, the lost soul. The one who has lost, Jesus is looking for. How can we reach to those people unless the gospel be preached? Thank God today, the word is not limited. Many years ago, to even call somebody somewhere, it is so difficult. But today the word is running very fast. We have many avenues that the gospel can be preached. Wherever you can find yourself, do your best for somebody to be saved.
On Facebook, so Instagram, so WhatsApp, so Facebook.
Whatever you can do, a brother or a friend, come to the gospel, do it with all your zeal, with all your resources, your income. Push the gospel. One soul is valuable than billions of money. May the Lord be with you. Oh, your amen doesn't show what I'm saying. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I am talking about the blessing that comes after when the gospel is being preached. And the gospel is the truth, word of God. And when that brings repentance to man. Now let's look at Isaiah 66 verses 2.
Read. Isaiah 66, the verse 2.
Now, Isaiah chapter 66, verses 2, he said, for all those things my hand has made, and all those things exist, saith the Lord. But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembling at my way. People who run after the word of God, when you hear the gospel, you run after. Something burns in your heart that makes you to do something. There is a blessing for those people. People who hear and trembling at my word. When they hear the gospel, they don't change it with anything. Listen, what is so difficult in life? What is difficult when you don't have something? When you are poor in that manner, it is difficult. There are people who are poor because they can't hear the word of God. It is easy for people to take billions to sponsor anything.
And yet they say, as I would record TV, Nipa Beta Musica, Yakoba Massage Media Coso.
Why?
I didn't hear.
The devil also have his promoters.
From someone in power, or Puano Man in Yama Coso.
They promote their kingdom.
Wa Puma, when I hear you, Yama Coso.
Very powerful.
Wa Quetumipa.
Why?
I didn't hear.
Because they know the reason if one show goes on, what they will get out of it.
Omunim tie to be said media kesese beto TV so aye nim nimpa do do aye betumi agye o madwa ba so na yede o ba hinie.
So they push their money.
Enti omudom sika etage.
The substance of them.
Omudom ho nya die nyina boa.
Now we need to understand this.
Na yesu nyanya nsa we sa die yim.
Principles in life goes with anything.
Abrabom chi se die nyina yetumi ne ye bibi mane ye ahinie yim.
So the same thing applies to us believers.
Sa na tema mene wo aye ye gidifu yi.
As I'm preaching,
me kusuka se ya.
Something has to convince you. To believe in Christ.
Now we take Christ to it.
Also to preach the gospel.
Now we be
there are our brothers and sisters who are not into the gospel. We need to pray for them. And bring them in. Because salvation is possible. But it's possible for those that believe. Am I communicating? Are you in the church at all? Shout a big amen. Now, so what should we do as believers? Our core mandate is to preach the gospel to every creature. I am not talking about pastors. I am talking about believers. So we are all part of it. Use every opportunity you have to talk to somebody. Use any chances that you will get to talk to somebody. A believer must have a heart for those who are not saved. What can we do to honor our God in the kingdom at which we are is to win souls. Is to win souls. Is to win souls. Now we have an assignment to do as believers. Psalm 102 verses 20. Now to hear the groaning of all the prisoners to release those appointed to death.
And when they say,
there are people who are oppressed. We need the message to reach to them. There are people who are sick now. There are people who are in prison physically now. But if these people were able to hear the gospel, maybe that situation might not come. Because God separate deliver his children from oppressed and bondage. To release those that are appointed to death. Yearly, there are targets of souls that the devil has to perish. In every month, there are particular people that has to die. Which is not God, though. The plans of the devil. Whatever that we are seeing on the television, or this motor picking somebody. Last time, two motors. One was in the filling station, and one was just passing. Two motors.
Go to form you.
From the filling station to the road, crash motor.
Two motor to me.
Two motor.
Boom.
And the level of the incident, likely one will die.
I'm here American woman. I have a crabby feeling.
Why this road, not cars?
And yet car on American motor and American one.
It is appointed unto man to die.
It doesn't impact a
woman. But you see, not every death that comes is God's will. No. 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 But the devil has planned.
When someone is
the devil has managed.
When someone is coin.
Because they need souls to go to the hell fire.
When
the most thing that they have to do is to cut your age. But only the gospel saves people from that bondage. There are people, like a young guy sent me pictures. He heard my message on the TV. He had an accident, but he's alive. And I don't know, but he sent me the pictures. I said, you came out of this car. Hello?
Hi.
When you see the pictures, you will see that this person has to die. But he sent me the WhatsApp. I don't know him. But he said, I heard your message. I am alive. Maybe this young man's life, by now, he must be in the mortuary. But he heard a message. I don't know how the message influenced his life. But salvation has come. Maybe this is the time he has to die. But a word has delivered that young man from that. Are you in the church? I want to see you in the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you.
Ebrade en shrawo.
May the Lord be with you.
Ebrade en kan ho.
There are people in prison.
Onipa bebre wo ne
dia fie. They are in prison. Spiritual prison. Physical prison. The word can deliver them. There is a man who used to go to the prisons to interview some of them, and he would just pay the debt and save it. And when you look at some of them, the money they own.
Oh, 300 cedis, 200 cedis.
The money they own. It's not any money. But then, you see, when you have been sentenced to prison, everything around your life is off. There is nothing works again. How can you be in prison for 500 Ghana cedis? How? Some of them, 1,000 cedis. And they are there. He said, I don't have anybody. You may not know who is hearing now. Maybe 300 cedis. It's difficult to get 300 cedis. Yeah, he has been sentenced. May the Lord deliver these people.
Amen.
Sometimes the Lord will send an angel over there. When he look at certain situations over there, he said, you shouldn't be here. Come out. I heard a story about a man who went to a church service and they called for those who are in debt. So they came around and they were praying. The man owns a lot. And a woman's behind that man.
Mami bakusu jani chenzo onso
mami 200 cedis. Apani tini ni no oyi 200 na se mami. Je ni free line
mo. Oh hey ready. Oh hey quick loan. Anye backless.
Why? Then say I'm Bible. 200 cedis you are in this queue. No, we owns a lot, but you don't deserve to be here. You may not know. Somebody owns 100 cedis, can't sleep. When the gospel comes, it delivers people. It builds the confidence of man. It promotes our life. You will not go down. No. No. There is a progress ahead of us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This morning, to end my message, I will end it with Lazarus and the rich man. According to Luke chapter number 16, we will not read, but let me just have a little time of it. Luke 16, 22 to 20. Now, the rich man was very rich, but he died. The poor man was very poor, but he also died.
So
death does not have a limit to anybody. But the difference is about their heart. What you believe will follow you. What you serve with your life will follow you. Today you have strength. Use it to serve God. Today you have some money. Use it to promote the gospel. Don't misuse your life. There are people who buy expensive food for their girlfriends. It's good to buy phone for your girlfriend. But it will break your heart one day.
And so that could phone out with your girlfriend on fa. E be ko witi.
Are you in the church? So it is wrong to buy phone for your girlfriend because one day that phone will give you hypertension. It is good to buy car for your girlfriend.
But
one day, so that you pass by help and a gentleman will be riding the car. The girl will be sitting there.
It will give you hypertension.
It will give you hypertension. So don't throw your money away. Push the gospel. Let somebody be saved. If you have money, build yourself. Build your family. Build whatever God has told you to do. But remember, push the gospel. Push the gospel. Push the gospel. Buy land for the church. Buy land, he said, this is the land document. I want us to build the church on it. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. Take money in a volume. Bring it to the church. We should to push the gospel. What you are doing, you are not throwing your life away. But you are preparing your destiny again. In my conclusion, those who serve other gods, I'm telling you, when you go to this such village, you will see a Land Cruiser being packed. Then that person will just remove his shoe and enter into a place. In fact, in his house that he is living, none of his environment is looking like that. But you go there. But he will go. Take money. Push it. Why? Yeah. So, or he or she so is after something. He's not happy. He has the money, but he's not happy. If anybody is listening to me, the place that your heart can be so joyful is the gospel. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord be with you. Anything that you are doing this week, my prophecy is, may the Lord surprise you. Angels will come over your life. May the angels of God visit you. In the name of Jesus, I pray for every soul. If you are not saved this morning, receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Live with Jesus at all times. If somebody is listening to us, wherever you are, you are not far from the truth. You also can support the gospel so that these messages will always be preached to many souls to be heard. I pray for your life. If you are sick, you are in trouble, may the Spirit of God come over your life. Receive strength. Receive the anointing. Receive the breakthrough spirit. If you are depressed, may the anointing of God deliver you. Save your life. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Shall we pray? Give thanks to God. Now, give thanks to God about the gospel. Give thanks to God. Appreciate God right now. whatever that you are doing is good. Appreciate God in this moment. Thank you for this way.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you for this morning.
Amen.
We thank you for your way.
Jesus.
We thank you for impacting your spirit through our life.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, continue to minister
Jesus.
To your people. Whoever Amen. Has been a blessing to hear our voice.
Amen.
Bless that soul.
Amen.
Let that soul when after this soul call, let Jesus. Testimony follow.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Be with your church.
Amen.
And bless every soul. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let the people shout a big Amen.
Amen.